Hello, and welcome to the Carriers of Hope podcast. Are you tired of always striving for something and ending up at a dead end? Are you sick of searching in all the wrong places in hopes that you'll find your true identity? Do you want to find healing and walk in the freedom that it brings? Do you desire to have authentic relationships in your day-to-day life? Then this is the podcast for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sandy Cortez. This podcast will help you find truth, healing, and freedom, and will empower you to find your true identity. You will learn how to apply practical tools to teach you how to strive no longer, bring forth healing from your past wounds, and break away from your negative mindset. Let's begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper, and let's start to rewrite your story. Hey, hey, how's everyone doing? Welcome to episode 14. Woo, 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 woo. Do the usher dance with me, people. Come on, do it with me. Today, we're talking about four steps of letting go of the anger and hurt that you feel. So we're going to go through some tips. I'm going to talk about what anger is a problem with you. I'm going to talk about some coping skills that can help you. And even the warning sign, then the four steps that you can do to begin to move forward of the hurt that you feel. Hurt can be seen in so many different ways, but a lot of times it's displayed through anger, whether it's depressed or taken in. So I'm glad that you guys are tuning in today. So I want to start to propose a question to you. When do you find yourself getting angry? And do you display it on the outside or keep it bottled in or suppressed on the inside? A lot of times we become angry when we feel someone has done something wrong to us. We don't get what we want. So when I think of analogy of we don't get what we want, I always think of a two-year-old or even when my kids were younger, how I would be in stores and if I didn't buy them a toy or a piece of candy and whatnot, they would form a tantrum and start kicking and acting the fool. And I'm just like embarrassed by everything that's going on, thinking they're not getting what they want, so therefore they're responding this way. So that's the same thing that we can do if we don't get what we want. We could respond with having a response of anger. So to start off, I want to let you know when anger becomes a problem. A lot of times it's really done in small doses. Anger can be appropriate, normal, and even a healthy emotion. Like even the Bible talks about be angry and sin not. So God is not saying that we can never be angry. He's just saying be careful with what you do when you become angry. And so you know that everyone becomes angry at one time or another for whatever reason. A lot of times anger is when we need to stand up for ourselves or somebody has done something wrong or we're protecting for some reason, our own needs. Family member, you may be getting mad because you feel like I'm mad because of this and it wasn't even something that happened to you, but it happened to a family member. So therefore, it's like somebody did it to you, be family member, somebody you care about. So that's going to be very common for you to get upset about. However, in many circumstances, anger can have a negative consequence. So I want to talk about that. Like anger is a problem when it negatively affects others. So how does it affect you? I mean, really, look at today's society and you can see how angry people are. The social injustice that you see, people getting angry because a different president was selected. Look at all the riots that are taking place. That should tell you that people are really angry nowadays. You got to be careful. Road rage. I mean, there's so many things that causes people to become angry and you start to wonder why are you so angry and what's the bottom line? Like what's really going on that has you acting this way? So I want to talk a little bit about when anger is a problem and what that looks like. And anger can drive people to act in ways that's really unpleasant to those around them and can be very hurtful. This can also start like straining relationships in your life if you don't know how to control your anger. And it can be difficult to maintain even the healthy relationships when your anger is out of control. It can affect you at work or at school. Also can lead down to miscommunication in your job or making it difficult to work with your coworkers because you're so upset you can't even think correctly. Or let's say that you're a student. Like it begins to affect you in your academics or the school tasks that you have or even working with your classmates. Another way that anger can be a problem is that it affects you negatively with your health or well-being. You know that anger can affect you both physically and emotional health. It can contribute to things like having high blood pressure or even having a heart attack. It contributes to even anxiety, depression, drug, and alcohol abuse. Or anger can be a problem when we're too intense or things become too intense. Have you ever seen, maybe you've gone to a grocery store or somebody cuts you off and how intense that person looks in the vehicle? I've seen people get out of their car and approach the other vehicle. And to me, that's just crazy. But it becomes a problem if it goes too far. Even leading to like physical aggression can lead to severe consequences to do something that you maybe never intended to do, but because you let your anger out of control, here's the consequence of that. I've even seen people give verbal outbursts, that situation that the person winds up losing their job or damaging a relationship or going to jail. So the first thing I want you to do is really seeking if any of these areas you fall into, whether it's that it affects you negatively around others, hinders you at work, school, or possibly it's affecting your well-being, health. When it's become too intense, you've lost control. So where are you in this area of your life? Use some anger warning signs. So reflect on, where is anger a problem in my life? But here, if you're not sure, I don't know. Let me see if I really even have anger. Sometimes anger can affect what you say or do before you can even recognize how you're feeling. So you may have an outburst. You may become so used to the feeling of anger that you don't even notice it or feel like you can hear anything else, but it's been blocked out of your mind and not recognizing, like, how did I get so upset and why? Even if you aren't aware of your anger, it does influence the way that you behave and the way that you carry yourself. So the first way of managing your anger is to learn to recognize even your own triggers, your own signs that will tip you off about what you're feeling. So how do you react when you feel angry? Some of these warning signs may start when you're only a little irritated, or others may be when you're extremely pissed off or angry. Let's kind of go through that list. Does your mind go blank? Do you start sweating? Do you throw things? Do you punch holes in the walls? Does your face turn red or hot? Like mine gets hot. Do you feel sick to your stomach? Do you become aggressive? Do you shut down? That's suppressed anger. Do you begin to cry? Find ways that you can't seem to stop thinking about the problem. Do you start to pace around the room? Do you scream? Do you raise your voice? Do you yell? Do you clench your fist? Or your breathing begins to change rapidly? Or you have an angry look? And do you know how many muscles it takes, like, to get angry? The muscles, the amount of energy it takes for your muscles to just form that frown is a lot of work it takes. And you can always tell when somebody's angry by their body language or even by the way that they're speaking. Make sure that you look at whatever warning signs you may have. That's a good indicator where anger is playing out in your life. So even watching out for those things, those warning signs are going to be really important to find out. Having those warning signs and finding out those areas where anger has become a problem, you know, those are the two things you really want to start evaluating about yourself or even family members that you notice, like, I could tell they're starting to get upset. So what do I need to do here? Because that could be a trigger too. If somebody antagonizes you or continues to like scratch the wound that may be there or instigating as well. I've seen my children even, they start to instigate when they were little and playing around, horse playing, everything was great. And then they start fighting and it, you know, breaks out to a brawl, hurting one another. You just have to know what your limits are and watch out for those warning signs. So now I want to get to a different part of this. I did some clinical stuff on things that you could do for yourself. But did you know that anger is a secondary emotion? Typically, it's the aftermath of being hurt or betrayed. Something didn't quite go your way. Something happened out of your control that made you angry. But typically, it's the aftermath. The result of it is now that you're angry because something occurred that may have hurt you, was done wrongly to you or betrayed, but you're hurt first and then you display the anger is how it works. And hurt can come in so many different forms. Hurt can be from something that was taken or something that someone owes you something. Or let's say somebody borrowed money from you and said, hey, I'm really short on cash this week. Can you let me borrow some money? I'll give it to you next week. Next week comes, they didn't give you money. So you're like, okay, they gave you some excuse on why. Then the following week, nothing happens. Following week, nothing happens. By now, you're like, wait a minute, I helped you when you needed help and now you didn't pay me back and now it's hurting me. Now you're angry. That makes sense. But a lot of times people verbalize anger in so many different ways. And here are some of the ways. Some of the common things that people will say. You ruined my reputation. You broke up my family. You robbed me of my teenage years. You owe me an apology. Or you know what? You broke my heart. Intentional and unintentional hurt is one of the most devastating. Even that illustration of borrowing money, maybe something did actually come up with that person that they're not able to do it. A lot of times too, what can happen is that sometimes it's not done intentional, but it still hurts and it still allows you to become angry when you feel like something was done to you. I want you to ponder on something. What debt was taken that's causing you to feel so angry or so hurt by someone or something? What's been done to you that you're so angry, or maybe it's suppressed anger? And how long are you gonna allow this to go on? To control you? Is it going to be another day, another month, another year? Or you may be saying, Sandy, hey, I know I have anger. I'm aware of my triggers, but I'm not really quite sure on how to do anything about it, how to get rid of the anger. And I want to help you with some coping skills with that. Is being aware of your triggers is going to be really important. You can even create a list of indicating I'm working on an anger log and writing how many times you're becoming angry in a day or within a week and really reflect. By creating a list of triggers and reviewing them daily, it helps you to review what your triggers are and keep them kind of in the forefront of your mind and increasing the likelihood that you notice them before they become a problem. Oftentimes, the best way to deal with a trigger is to avoid it. That may mean making changes to your lifestyle, relationships, or even routine. How about if it's a family member that you know every time you get on the phone with them, they cause you to become angry or they say hurtful things? Well, I would say to you, create a boundary there on how often you're talking to them. And if you can't do a phone call, then do a text message if you want to just kind of check in, or just create the boundary when you feel that you're starting to become angry, that you say that it's time to get off the phone. It's going to be really important to try to avoid triggers if you can, but also have a plan when you have to face them. For example, avoiding touchy conversations, let's say when you're tired, when you're hungry or upset. You know, a lot of times, like even like when I'm hungry and I haven't eaten, I go to the grocery store, I know my triggers. I'm going to want to eat all the junk food because I haven't eaten. So it's going to be important to recognize your triggers and have them as an advantage for you. A way of coping is even practicing some deep breathing techniques. And they have a lot of them on YouTube. So please, like, you know, type up breathing techniques and you can see all the things that are out there. But basically, like with breathing techniques, it's just a simple technique that's excellent for knowing how to manage your emotions. Not only is it a deep breathing that's effective, it's also discreet and easy to use at any time or anywhere that you're at that nobody even has to know. Like, I'm completely upset right now. Why not incorporate a breathing technique? So basically what this looks like is that you're sitting comfortably and you kind of place your hand on your abdomen. You begin to breathe through your nostrils deep enough that the hand of your abdomen rises. You hold the air in your lungs and then exhale slowly through your mouth with your lips puckered as if you were blowing through a straw. The secret is to go slow. That's gonna look like is you're gonna take 4 seconds and inhale, counting like in your mind. Then you're gonna hold it for 4 seconds. Then you're gonna exhale for 6 seconds. Another coping skill that you can use that I use with some of my clients that are trying to really identify how angry they're becoming is an anger log. It takes maybe a few seconds to kind of record what happened. And this practice will help you identify patterns, warning signs, triggers, while also helping you organize your thoughts and really work through whatever problems that you are facing. And you can kind of see a pattern and seeing, okay, this person may trigger me, or I become angry when this happens. So it is a really great tool that I like to use. And basically that's going to look like what has happened before the anger episode. Describe the way you were feeling and what was on your mind. Were you hungry? Were you tired? Were you stressed out? Describe like what's happened, what triggered it, how did you react to it, and what were your thoughts and feelings during the actual episode of being angry or even hurt. Then begin to look back so you could see anything differently that you could have done in that heat of the moment, in that moment of you being hurt. A lot of times when we're hurt, we will say hurtful things. I remember a good friend of mine used to always say, hurt people hurt people. And they do, sometimes intentional, sometimes unintentional, and it happens. But it's important to write these things down if this is an area where you want to grow, where you're hurting or you're so angry and not understanding why, because anger is that secondary emotion. Somewhere along the line, you were hurt and you didn't handle it, and now you're angry because of it. It's kind of like unresolved anger, unresolved issues that you're going through. But if you incorporate some of these tools, it'll help you to become quick about identifying those things that hurt and that cause you to become angry onto the hurt and anger that you're experiencing. Not saying that we can undo what's already been done, but that you have a choice to go. And remember, don't allow the past to control your future. Think about when we're hurting or when we're really angry. Again, it's that result of hurting. Is if we let go and forgive, we are the ones paying to choose to be free of this in our hearts and minds. I want to ask you if you will make up your mind today and let go of the anger and hurt. Also, wanted to just kind of go ahead and give you the four steps to process today of letting go of hurt and anger. And number one is to begin to look inside of your life, your heart, your mind, and identify who you're hurt by or angry with. That's the first step, is really begin to look inside your heart and see, what is it that I'm so angry about, or what is it that I'm hurting? Number two is decide, what do I feel they owe me? Number three is cancel it and choose to let it go and forgive, as hard as that may be. Easier said than done. And if you want to listen more about forgiveness, please feel free to check out my episodes on the four different episodes that I did for forgiveness and starting even that process. So if you're not quite sure how to do that, make sure that you go back and check those out. You cancel it and choose to let it go and forgive. Number four is don't allow the anger to come back. Sometimes when we're letting go of things, we have to remind ourselves like, oh, that's right, I decided to let that go. And we're in the habit of always constantly reminding ourselves why we're angry, really making that decision to know, like, I chose to let that go and I'm no longer going to allow that individual to hurt me or those things to hurt me anymore that have been done to me. And I'm going to choose to put that behind me. But you really want to deal with it, not just kind of stonewall it where you're not doing anything about it, but really confront on it and looking inside of your heart, deciding what do they owe you, canceling it out and choosing to let go. And not allowing it to come back again. One of the scriptures that I also want to leave here with you is Ephesians 4:26-27. It indicates, in your anger, don't sin. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. In all reality, God talks about anger and doesn't say that we're never going to have that. It's just what we do once we're angry. And then once we're angry or we have sinned because of our anger, then the devil has a foothold. The enemy does have a foothold saying, well, you allowed me to be here because of this and this and this. So, you know, we really want to go through that four-step process today of letting go of the hurt and anger and really just kind of doing some of these practical steps that I gave you and identifying when is anger a problem, the warning signs, the coping skills, and begin to apply things to your life that can help you to deal with the hurt and deal with the anger. So to basically summarize all of this, ask yourself, when do you find yourself getting angry? Do you display it on the outside or do you keep it suppressed on the inside? And reminding yourself that being angry
and having that emotion is a secondary emotion, and hurt is really what's going on. So asking yourself, why am I hurting right now? And ponder on what's been done to you that's caused you to be angry, and how long you're going to continue to be angry and remain hurt in whatever you're involved in or the season of life that you're in. You know, a lot of times when we have things that are not resolved, it does create anger in all of us. And a lot of times we don't know why or where this is coming from. So that's why it's important to go ahead and really begin to use some coping skills, being aware of your triggers, maybe keeping an anger log if that will help you. Incorporating some mindfulness or breathing techniques is going to be really important as well. Another thing too that I didn't mention is also using diversions. Like, really take that time out to distract yourself. If you find yourself really upset, like, what can you do that you can take your mind off whatever's going on? Whether it's going for a walk, listening to music, call a friend, do something that you really enjoy doing to get your mind off of it, taking a long bath, cleaning, a lot of times that helps me, even practicing to write things down on a journal on this is why I'm angry or I felt these angers come up. Also, it's important to make sure that you give yourself a timeout when you feel like you're getting extremely angry and stepping away from it. Like what I tell my couples is kind of like a cool off time. Make sure that, especially with couples, you see that they get angry, they lose their cool. One of the things that you'll want to do, like what I tell my couples, is using that cool off time, because then you can step away from the situation and maybe kind of look at it differently and seeing like, how did I contribute to this versus how did they? Really, the focus is about you and not they or them, but really looking inside of your heart and saying like, how did I contribute to this? And ruling it out, did I contribute to this? Or is this coming from a deeper place that maybe I need to address further? And remember, begin to really look at how you verbalize your anger and ways that you may say it. Even paying attention to your body language, because it does affect your health when you're suppressing anger or being explosive or out of control. And if you're looking for ways on how do I dig deeper when it comes to anger, I know that Lisa Bevere has a wonderful book called Be Angry But Don't Blow It. There's a lot of resources out there. So if you feel like this is an area in your life where you want to get to the bottom of why you're hurting or why you're so angry, then I really recommend really doing some research on that and really starting to begin that process of healing for you, and also adapting some new skills to have more self-control. And like I said, taking a time out, those are powerful tools for relationships, especially when anger is fueled by disagreements that are causing problems. When you're calling a time out or a cool off time, it really gives both individuals to really kind of walk away and reflect and then return. It's going to be important to return, especially if you're in a relationship, talk about what just happened versus brushing it under the rug. And maybe even creating some keywords, like me and my husband, we create keywords, is it safe? That's also letting the other person know that whatever I'm about to say, I really need you to be present in what I'm saying and really listening on what I'm saying. And not just with relationships, but even relationships with our children, family members, friendships, coworkers. This can be added to any area of your life. So as we get ready to wrap up, today should be the day when you quit holding on to whatever is hurting you or that you're angry about. And remember to not allow the past to control your future. So will you make up your mind today and let go of the hurt and anger? Remember to apply those 4-step process that I talked about, and also the different techniques and tools that I gave earlier on. I'll leave you with this quote that I found online. It says, when there's anger, there's always pain underneath. I really pray that this really touched your heart today. And if you know of anyone that is struggling with feelings of anger or that is really hurting today and needs to listen to this, will you help me to forward that to them? Remember, where there is anger, there's always pain underneath. Until next time. Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel and go ahead and leave me a review? Be sure to share it with your friends and family, and together we can help breathe hope one life at a time.
If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com. And be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.